is actively doing it and willfully controlling it up to a point, and then being made to do it on oneself. It's experiencing oneself as helpless in one's adult agency. And it's humiliating and regressive. There was use of a chair where victims would be force-fed, but then were apparently given diuretics and laxatives so that they shit and peed upon themselves in the chair. Again, the impression that one ought to be in control, one normally can be in control, but one isn't in control, and that one somehow is colluding in one's lack of self-control here. I'm gonna end on that point, but I want to just suggest that the broadly stoic view still leaves a torture victim, it seems to me, vulnerable to using oneself against oneself in the most degrading ways. And to see that as a kind of mastery just because it's active use of one's will is a perversion of what mastery is about. And so in this sense, I think stoic armor isn't fully impervious. And perhaps not surprisingly, stoicism's more durable lesson may be in averting the temptation to inflict torture rather than in learning in a bulletproof way how to endure it. So I'm going to stop there.